Yo, it's 11:47 a.m. and I am waking up. Well, you know what? Second time I woke up. I woke up once and I was like awake, so I just like threw on my running clothes and went out and ran for a half hour, then came back, took a shower, fell asleep. And now I'm waking up for real. So I don't know. I was running in the park, Central Park, beautiful park. And in the morning, they let, I don't know what times of day, but they let cars drive in there, you know. There's a cab running a red light when I was crossing the street, and I yelled, "Red light!" That's all I did. I didn't curse. I didn't I didn't do any of the things I wanted to do. I didn't spit at the car. I didn't slam on the hood of the car. I said red light, and then the guy went, still ran the red light after I passed, and I yelled red light again. And then I'm running away, and then this woman, older woman, I don't know her age. She was faster than me because she just comes speeding up beside me. And then, like, taps me on the shoulder and wants to talk to me. I'm guessing about me yelling at the cab. I don't understand. I don't know. And I had my headphones on. I'm listening to music. And I was like, I don't want to talk to this lady. And she wouldn't stop. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying. That's all I said. I was like, I don't know what you're saying. It's like, I can't hear you. I don't know what you're saying. And then I pointed my ears. Like, I can't hear. Like, I couldn't. As if, I pointed my ears as if I could not take my earphones out. Like, it was impossible. Because I wasn't going to. I didn't want to hear what she had to say. And she gave up. And then just proceeded to just run way faster than me. She was late 50s. Easy. And just fucking tore off. So, but at least I didn't pull. Because if I had heard whatever she had to say, I think I would have. I don't know if she was going to agree with me. I don't know if she was going to disagree with me. I just didn't understand, why are you talking to me? That's all I want from strangers. Leave me alone. That's all. But some people need to. I don't even know what she wanted. So I don't even know why I shouldn't even be annoyed. And I'm not even that annoyed. I thought when I started it, it might be a good, like, I might make it, it might be make it into a funny story, and I didn't. But you don't know until you do it, you know. So unless you practice and work on it and make it into a funny story, but there's nothing there. Let's do the news. See, downtown LA, which has the largest homeless population in the USA, hits highest vacancy rate in 17 years. Interesting. That's because I thought they were trying to make that into like a cool, hip spot. I will be in Los Angeles. I forgot to mention this. I don't want to. I can't. I'm not going to give details. But I will be in Los Angeles in November, mid-November, for something very good. And that's all I'm going to say right now. But I thought LA, they have like, I've never seen this before. On the street, on the sidewalk, they put up tents. And it's just rows of tents, like everywhere. And I don't understand why that hasn't taken off across the country. I don't understand why there's not tents all over the place. Look at that. You got a house. I mean, it's not a house, but you can go inside something. You could be alone with your thoughts. I mean, being homeless, that's got to be the thing that's got to you throw a tent in there, I think it makes it just a little more bearable. I'm not saying give out tents. That's not the solution to homelessness. I just don't understand why L.A. has all the tents and why nobody else is doing that. There must be other cities where they're doing it. I mean, I'm just saying that it's a good idea. If I was homeless, I'd want a tent. Hackers compromised free sea cleaner software. What is it? The hackers are going crazy lately. They're hacking everything. I got to learn how to be a hacker before I get hacked. Get on that side. I got nothing to hack. What are you going to hack? My identity is worthless. You can't get any credit with it. And I don't know what you could do with anything of mine. If you got into my bank account, I mean, whew, you're not going far on that. But what did they do? They broke into British company free software for optimizing computer performance, potentially aligned under control. There you go, free software for computer performance. Well, I hope you don't have that on your computer, because looks like they're fucking with your shit. Maria forecast to intensify to category 4 dangerous major dude, this hurricane season is fucked. It's Puerto Rico, is hurricane. So where is it going to hit? It's going to hit Puerto Rico. I wonder if it's going to hit Florida. Puerto Rico got fucked up already. We gotta learn how to kill these hurricanes. We gotta come up with like a bomb that we could shoot into the hurricane that kills it. I don't know. Somebody should be working on that. Cannibal killer shot by police after refusing to stop eating woman he beheaded. All right, where the fuck was this? This is the Independent UK, but could be. After, where was it? I want to know. Man accused of beheading a woman in Cameroon, shot by police in South Africa. Well, I just feel better that that's far away from me. I don't want to, you know, these, that's scary. You, a cannibal, you got to be afraid of a cannibal. That person's very motivated. They want to eat that sweet, sweet flesh. And who knows what looks tasty to them. You know what I mean? I mean, you beheaded them. Well, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about today. This isn't a good episode. We haven't had a good episode in a while. I'm sorry. One more story and we're out of here. And maybe I'll have a guest tomorrow. Oh, Bobby Heenan passed away. You know, one of the greats in wrestling. Such a great heel, great manager. One of my favorites to watch as a child when I loved wrestling, and Now there's a great performer. So rest in peace, Bobby Heenan. 73 years young. So sad. All right, that's it. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.